Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. Hopefully, everyone has gotten the word about moving our call up 1 hour in order for our associates that are plugging into the new Lady of Justice conference calls, which will be at 9 p.m. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go to Austin, Texas, or actually New Braunfels, Texas, where $250,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeremy Moore, is working this week. Jeremy, what's going on in New Braunfels, Austin area, and who's our special guest speaker tonight?
All right. Well, thanks for having me. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
All right. Well guys, we had a phenomenal training earlier today with some of our Barbara and Manley Wilson and their key leaders, and really excited about the briefing that we're going to do tomorrow night there in San Marcos, and you can check the calendar. Actually, on our team Facebook page, Manley put out the information on that. Invite your guests, and we will take care of them for you. The March results are in, guys. We absolutely had one of the biggest months that the More Success Team has seen in over a year. I'm excited to be able to share with you guys that we had 165 more associates in Magistrate last month in April than we did in March. That's phenomenal. As a result of that many more people being engaged, our recruiting was up 70% as a team, as an organization. So, premium, we just blew past our March numbers. Premium-based plan is comp plan is just really taking off. You guys are taking advantage of it. We're writing more premium than we've ever written. Our average premium per member sign up is creeping up on an all time high on the team. So just excited. Want to congratulate you guys for having such a phenomenal month, for coming out of convention and not losing any momentum that we had from the convention, but actually just exploding it. So excited about what you all are doing. Just want to congratulate what you guys are doing. Second little tidbit or house cleaning item I want to share with you guys is on our team Facebook page, Stephanie negotiated and got our final room block extension for our retreat in Arizona coming up in July. All the details are on our team Facebook page, July 18th through the 20th. The registration forms are still there, and you can get registered, but also extension on the room block, they only gave us just a handful of more rooms. The first room block we had, when we introduced it a few weeks ago, we sold out. We got an extension on the room block. We sold all those rooms or reclaimed all those rooms. And so there's a third and final block that they are allowing us. So I encourage you guys to make sure that your team members are going or thinking about going with you all out to Arizona. Take advantage and reserve those rooms, because once they're gone, our special rate that we have for the More Success Team will be gone. And so you'll have to pay the regular hotel rate to be at the property with us at the Arizona Grand. So go to the team Facebook page to get that information on where you can reserve your room today. Now it's my honor to really be able to celebrate an individual that hails from the great state of North Carolina, executive director on our team, and a little bit about his background. He was a professional chef for 10 years. He left the food industry and started a contracting business where he was, had a six-figure income, and then the recession hit. The companies began owing a lot of money and not getting paid, so he really kind of shut that down and moved from to a sales manager for a fitness center. He was a single father, worked 50, 60 hours a week, including weekends and holidays. His district manager, though, introduced him to Legal Shield, and now our speaker is self-employed and once again helping others do the same. His team is absolutely killing it in the North Carolina market. what they're doing, the growth that they're having as an individual organization on the More Success team is the greatest growth percentage that we have in the entire organization. So guys really need to lock in and pay attention to his nuggets and his knowledge that he's going to share with you all, because he's doing it the right way, absolutely exploding the business. So help me welcome to the call Executive Director for the great state of North Carolina, Mr. John Rodriguez. John, are you with us?
Yes, sir, I am. Mr. Moore, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, my friend.
Perfect, perfect. Well, thank you so much. First of all, just want to say that I truly appreciate, you know, More Success Team and everything they do for our organization and of course everything that they stand for. I also want to thank you so much for allowing me to be on this call and share a little bit of my experience. You know, I don't see myself as a big trainer of any sort, but I have been with Legal Shield for some time. And I've learned a lot from Mr. Brandon Samaniego, who's our executive director upline, and of course from the team call. So I appreciate everything that you do for us, and thank you for allowing me to be on the call to share what our team is doing. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is John Rodriguez. You know, I was born and raised in the state of New Jersey. My parents are Spanish, from Spain. I learned to speak Spanish when I was born. Spanish was my first language, and then of course I grew up in New Jersey, then moved to the south of North Carolina about 20 years ago. Now, once I was here, I worked in the food industry. As he mentioned, part of my background is that I was a professional chef. I went to school. I got a degree, just like what they taught me, right? Go to school, get a job, get a degree, work for a company for, a long time. But what I found out was in the industry that I was in, even though I loved to cook, I loved being a chef, I hardly ever saw my kids. I was married at the time, and I hardly ever saw my wife as well. And there were many opportunities that I missed, with my family. It put a toll on my marriage as well, and I believe that that's a part of the reason why I had, eventually got divorced, because I was just never there. So, that being said, long story short, I was desperately looking for a way out of the food industry. Even though I liked what I did, I just didn't like the hours and how it was. And, at the time, I had a lot of friends that were in the construction business. I knew a little bit about construction, but not a lot. And some friends, kind of guided me and helped me out to start a contracting business. This was when the economy was booming. The housing market was spectacular, especially in North Carolina. And building was just ridiculous. And so I got into the industry, and I was in it for about 4 years, was doing really, really well. I had about 25 people that I had actually had to employ at the time. I was making almost $80,000 to $100,000, close to $100,000 a year, just in profit after all expenses. So I thought I was doing pretty darn good compared to what I was doing before in the food industry. And then the recession hit. And for a lot of you that have been in an industry where the recession really took a toll, some of you were in the mortgage industry, others in the real estate industry, the construction industry took a toll as well. And during that time, I found myself quickly, scraping for jobs. There were hardly any work. And the jobs that I did have in place, I wasn't getting paid for those. In fact, a lot of the companies that I worked for that owed me money ended up declaring bankruptcy, and I never got paid for a lot of the work that I did, and ended up owing money, having to pay off my credit cards and things like that. So long story short, I was forced to go back into the, job per se to find a job, which I didn't want to do because I was self-employed. But I did. And that being said, once I got back into the workforce, I was in the sales manager for a fitness industry. Somebody introduced me to Legal Shield, and he showed me an opportunity to be self-employed again, and that's what I was after, because I wanted my time freedom. I wanted to spend time with my kids. I was tired of having to call my son, who was 16 years old, and telling him how to make dinner for my daughter, who was about 9, because I was working late hours. So I found this opportunity, and what I started to do is I started to plug into the system. You know, Legal Shield taught us a system, and the system, you know, was to, you know, prospect and invite guests to take a look at information, right? And then from them, plug them into the system with a three-way call or connecting them with your upline. And that's the system that I was doing when I first got started. You know, I was inviting people on my lunch break and doing a flip-up presentation for them, you know, and then I was, there were times where I was making more money on my lunch break than I was making all day at my job. But one of the things that I want to talk about today in the training is not so much about that particular system, because we all know the system. We all know the system is prospecting and inviting, connecting to a three-way. But if you're like me, you know, some of the things and some of the skills that I learned, I happen to have learned while I was in the sales industry, you know, prior to Legal Shield. And that's, and those are some of the skills that people don't really know when they get into Legal Shield. We can teach the system, which we do, but there are skills that you'll have to learn along the way that you have to be open to learning. And that's kind of what I want to talk about, because, you know, the reason why some people are really booming, some teams are really growing fast, it's not so much because, just so much because of the system, but because they also have learned some certain skills along the way that combined together with the system really allow you to achieve more success. And unfortunately, for those skills are something that can only be taught by people that have already achieved those skills, people that have already, you know, been through the process and been through the heartache and the pain and the trials and errors, you know. So here's what you need to know. You know, there's really two kinds of training in the network marketing industry. You know, to be able to help you reach your goals, you know, in this industry, there's two kinds of trainings. And so what I want to talk to you is a little bit about the second kind, but the first kind of training we all know, it's the system training. System training is taught, you know, all the time in our industry. In fact, it's probably the number one thing that we focus on, you know, because that's what people need to learn. If this is not duplicatable, then obviously it's not going to work for you. So it's really important for you to know what the system is. And then the second part is skill training. And if skill training is something that you just learn along the way, skill training is just something that can't really be put on a piece of paper for you to learn, because you learn as you go, almost. But you need both in order to be extremely successful. It takes both system training and skill training for you to make your business work. You know. So just to give you an example, I mean, I think that we've had a tremendous boom with our organization. You know, within the past 45 days, you know, we've broken a new executive director in 45 days. We've got two new managers in this organization within 45 days. We've got 32 brand new recruits within 45 days that we've broken, seven folks that have been fast track qualified and earned their bonuses, and everyone else is still between their 20 days period. So we've got a lot of momentum right now with our team, and one of the things that have really helped us to achieve that is not only that we have been following the system, which is prospecting and inviting and events, tools, and events, but also because I've been working very, very closely, you know, with all of the new associates in our team and in our organization to be able to show them and teach them some of the skills that I have learned along the way with Legal Shield. So let's talk a little bit about system training. System training is a sequence or steps that you use to introduce a prospect. We all know the system training and what it's like. The sequence might be something like, you know, prospecting and inviting a prospect to a webinar or to take a look at a third-party tool. The second step would be to invite that prospect on a three-way call or connecting them to your upline or the person that introduced you or the expert, right? And then thirdly, have that expert invite that person to take a look at a full presentation, right? This could be an event. This could be, you know, a live event of some sort, and that's basically the system. The point is, the system training is the system training works. It's a sequence of steps that you follow to introduce your prospect to our company and the services that we provide. And so that works. We all know that it works. It's been proven for the past 47 years with our company. So chances are, you know, you can sign somebody up into the business and you receive plenty of system training. So the first thing to do is you know, you want to get into plug into the system training, learn the system so that you know what you need to do, right? And obviously that's something that we can teach over and over because we've got videos and things like that. So, but the next skill that I think is one of the most important skills that we need to learn, you know, is also going to be together with the system training. Because you can have all the system training in the world, but if you have some essential skills that go along with it, you're probably not going to achieve your goals as quickly or as successful as you want to. So let's talk about skill training. Skill training is basically what makes you effective with any system. You know, this is what makes you effective with any system. Think of McDonald's, for example. McDonald's has a perfect system, right? But when they hire somebody, they still have to teach that person how to use that system. They have to learn certain skills. If you don't know how to put down the fries and what temperature it's supposed to be on or what, you know, how many minutes the fries are supposed to, you can put somebody into that system, but if they don't learn the skills of how to actually do certain things, they're not going to be too successful. So skill training has to do with learning some skills that's going to help you become more effective with the system that we already have in place. So these are things that have to do with your word choices, the choices of words that you use when you're prospecting and inviting. These are the skills that you have to learn that have to do with your attitude, what kind of attitude you'd have to have, right? This is skill training that has to do with your manners and how you come across during a conversation. It's all about knowing how to listen and be sincerely interested in what your prospect has to say. Skill training has everything to do with knowing how to show respect for your prospect. And the bottom line is basically skill training is the ability or to develop your ability to correctly communicate with your prospect what it is you want to communicate. And it's all about communication and how you communicate. So once you have and learn those skills, which the only way to do it is by practicing, you can apply those skills to the system, and it's going to allow you to be so much more effective when you're trying to grow your team. So let's give you an example. The number one skill that I believe that people need to learn, and this is something that I had to learn along the way as well, is listening. Right? And there's a couple of different aspects of listening, but I promise you that if you utilize this skill effectively, it's gonna explode your business in so many ways. If you can teach, you know, people in your team that are having problems that they can't get people to return their calls, people that they're prospecting, but they're getting a lot of no-shows to the event and things like that. A lot of those issues are probably because of the way that they communicated the information to them, and that's part of the skill training that we need to learn. So listening is, I believe, the number one, and I'm going to focus on that. Now, there's a couple of different points to the listening, which I believe is going to be essential. Listening is a critical skill. It's a skill that has to be learned. It's a skill that you have to learn. It's one of the number one skills that you need to learn to be effective in recruiting or in any recruiting or sales cycle. It's also where most network marketers don't fully listen. That's also the biggest problem. A lot of us don't really listen, and they miss important cues in the conversations that they're having with people. And as a result, it causes their prospects to feel unimportant, causes their prospects to lose interest in what we're doing or what we're trying to communicate. So when you fully use the listening skills, it really does create an entirely different outcome in your prospecting and selling conversations. And I believe that's why we've had the growth that we've had. So let's talk about four points to your listening skill. Point number one, when you're prospecting, when you're talking to someone about and you're introducing the information to someone, number one, never cut that person off when you're talking to them or speaking to them while your prospect is telling you something. Doing this makes your prospect feel like what you have to say is way more important than what they are telling you. And I've had to really sit down with some of my team members to make sure that they understood that the reason why they weren't getting no-shows is because they were just constantly talking over their prospects. So I believe that that's number one. Never cut off your prospect when they're telling you something. Number two, when your prospect is sharing something with you, don't anticipate the next thing that they're going to say. And I know a lot of people, you know, in my team, because they've been in Legal Shield for a while, they automatically almost assume that they know what they're going to say. Not everyone has the same experiences in life. Yes, I do believe everyone wants financial freedom. Everybody desires time freedom, but not everyone wants it in the same way or the same or as fast. Instead, really stay focused on what they are sharing with you. So that's listening point number two. Listening point number three is don't worry or think about what you're going to say next while the prospect is talking. Sometimes I've had conversations with people where they're already thinking about what they're going to say before I finish my sentence. And I'm sure you folks have met people like that. A lot of new associates are already thinking about what their next move is after they made an invitation and not really listening to the prospect or their story. And what this does is that it just kind of puts up a vibe that you're not present in the conversation. So be present. You know, whatever you need to say, if you listen correctly, is more than often going to come naturally when you're listening to what is being said. I know a lot of people that just want to jump right into the feel, felt, found, and I know exactly how you feel. I felt the same way, and what I found out was without really even listening to the story of what the person was really saying. Because the feel, felt, found may be able to be utilized in most situations, but you want to be sincere when you're actually going through that process. And the only way to be sincere is to really be present when you're talking to your prospect and your prospect is telling you about what their needs are. And listening point number four, don't be distracted by other things that are going on around you while your prospect is talking. You know, you run the risk of missing an important detail when you let your mind wander. So just to give you an example, you know, we had, you know, people in the PBRs where everyone had different situations. And when we finished our PBRs, we actually took people to the side individually instead of in a group, even though we did hand out applications and things like that. But I had pulled people to the side individually to find out a little bit more about them and find out a little bit more about their needs. And what we realized is that, you know, the approach that you have for one person may not be the same approach that you have for someone else. And you cannot use the same approach for all of them. So listening to their story and what their needs are, where they've been and what they've done as far as work is concerned, that's one of the biggest skills that you need to learn when it comes to this industry besides just the regular system of prospecting and inviting. So the question is this. Can you see a difference between system training and skill training? There's other skills that you need to learn along the way, but if you learn this skill, which is the number one skill that we need to be really effectively learning, I promise you that it's just going to go hand in hand with the system that we already have in place. You know, and so learning this skill, technique, it's kind of like a puzzle piece that goes perfect with your prospecting, inviting, with your connecting to a three-way call, because the moment that you learn how to really truly engage with people, and remember, this business is a people business. It's not something that you can do by text, even though you could send a message by text or a quick invite. The bottom line is you need to speak to these people. You have to talk to these people. When we're prospecting and inviting, we have to find out what their needs are and let them know that what we're offering is going to fill that need, right? When they come to the PBR, we have to pull them over to the side, and when we ask them what did you like best, be ready to really truly engage sincerely with that person, not just jump right into the I know exactly how you feel, felt, found, right? Because when the person starts to realize that you really care, I promise you, people follow people that with conviction, but they also follow people that care. And I believe that that's the number one reason why my organization has had so much success over the past 45 days, because we've been targeting the Spanish market, and we have truly been trying to inspire folks and letting them know that, hey, we care about you. We want you to be successful, and we will do anything and everything that it takes, because I firmly believe, as Jim Rohn says, if you help enough people get what they want, you will have everything you want. So the whole purpose of what we do is to be able to serve others. Part of serving others is to really engage sincerely with them, find out what their real needs are, and not see them as just another prospect, but as a real person that you're looking to engage with, not just today when you sign them up, but from now until forever, because they're going to be in your organization, they're going to be in your team, and the last thing that you want is for somebody to say something about you, saying, oh, that person never really cared about me. So that's my training for today. I hope that, you know, you can understand that both are essential. I'm not saying the system's not essential. It is. But you have to know what to say and what to do, which is the system training. But at the same time, you also have to learn how to say it, which is part of the skill training that you'll need to learn and acquire as time goes on. So that being said, thank you so much, Mr. Jeremy. I'm going to pass it back to you. Thank you so much for having me on. And I hope that anybody on the call, I hope that would surely help you in one way or another. Thank you again.
Well, John, you absolutely killed it tonight. I took a page and a half of notes myself. You know, your information was definitely well-received, and I hope folks will start trying to incorporate some of these teachings and lessons into their personal businesses, and I have no doubt in my mind that all it can do is enhance their Legal Shield journey. So thank you again for being on the call. Look forward to coming out there and spending some time with you guys in a couple of weeks.
Oh, absolutely. We are too. We're fired up and excited, Jeremy. So thank you so much, Mr. Moore, for your leadership as well.
All right, guys. Again, thank you, Mr. Rodriguez. And a couple of things real quick before we close out the call. We're running right up against kind of myself and Telepo's time limit. So next Monday night, well, this conference call, we've kind of taken things in baby steps here. We'll still be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, but we're moving this conference call from the call platform that we're using tonight onto the Zoom platform that is available to us in our Ellis Engage. We'll be sending out the Ellis Engage through Ellis Engage the invites to our Zoom call, so you can. It'll have a dial-in option, but really encourage you all to watch our leadership, our More Success Team Monday night leadership call at 8 p.m. Through the Zoom format. Those invites or those links will be sent to you guys day of, so next Monday, mid-morning, try to get it done, have them out to everybody by lunchtime. So excited about that format, really excited to be able to, you know, get to see all of your faces throughout the country. So anyway, just be kind of looking forward to that for next Monday, this conference call. Same time, but it will be through the Zoom feature, through the Ellis Engage. So we'll send out an email. You'll get the link, and you can just click on the link and join the Zoom at 8 p.m. Central, and we're going to be off and running. One final thing before I close out here is, you know, with all the influx of new associates on your team, I really hope that you guys are plugging them into their fast starts in whatever market they're in. It's really important to get to that live fast start event. I'm actually doing one in Oklahoma City at the Riggs Abney Law Firm this Saturday. All those fast starts are on the calendars. If you have anybody in the Oklahoma market you want to plug them into my fast start, that information is there on the calendar as well. And keep in mind that if you want all your new associate, if they're over 75 miles away from a live event, there is the online feature that is available. But my preference and the preference, I think the results will bear it out as we have a little more time to correlate the results. But the classroom training is going to be the most effective training. So in any way you can get your folks to those live fast art classes, I highly recommend that you do so. With that being said, guys, look forward to seeing you next week on Zoom. I'm excited about the new change, and take advantage of the room block, because once those rooms are gone, they're gone. And like Papa always said, just continue to put God first, your family second, and Legal Shield third, and everything else will take care of itself. God bless you and have a great week.